is the death anniversary of Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar, also known as the Or HaChaim. He was a man who is believed to have been able to bring the Messiah, but the time wasn't right. So I just wanted to read something that he wrote on the portion of Pinchas, and we'll get into it. Tachat asher kinel el orav v'yichaper al b'nei Yisrael. So in the beginning of the portion of Pinchas, God is giving Pinchas a blessing because he had just killed two people who were rebelling against God, and God gave Pinchas a blessing for making peace between God and the Israelites. And there seems to be some problems in this blessing. So the Or HaChaim writes like this. נתן טעם למה שבחר לו יהיה, לזכות הכהונה לפנחס בתורת מתנה מהשם, ולא מכוח אביו. So the first thing the Or HaChaim notices here is that part of the blessing that God gave Pinchas is that he promised priesthood to Pinchas and all of his children. Now, normally, priesthood comes from Aaron and a father-son line from Aaron. Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the high priest. And it already said in the portion of Pinchas that Pinchas was the grandson of Aharon HaKohen. So there doesn't seem to be a reason why God would need to give priesthood to Pinchas since he was already a grandson of Aharon HaKohen. And this is the Or HaChaim's answer. Amar tachat asher kineh l'Elohav, hu asah l'Elohav v'chash al kevodo. Because Pinchas did what he did, only in order to save the honor of God, to show the glory of God. So because Pinchas was so concerned with the honor, with the glory of God, God made sure to bless him so that he wouldn't have to rely on the honor of his grandfather. He was saying that Pinchas was great enough to become a priest on his own. וכנגד מה שאמר, שתהיה לו שלום וגם תהיה לזרו. And later on in the blessing it says that he and his children will have peace. אמר ויחפר על בני ישראל, פירוש. It says that he atoned for the Israelites. And what does that mean? שעשה שלום בין ישראל ובין אביהם שבשמיים, והניח לישראל מחמת מלך מלאכי מוות. So they're saying, what does it mean he atoned for the Israelites? After these two people rebelled against God, and after Pinchas killed them, God was angry at the Israelites, and Pinchas made peace between God and the Israelites, and that's what it means by atoning them for them. Laze yelo berita shalom mehem. That's why he will have a covenant of peace from there. Uchashem shatava asher etiv bechaparat bnei Yisrael hi atava nimshechet. And since the good that Pinchas brought through bringing this peace is a continuing good, shekol dov hador haba ba mikoach rishonim asher kiper aleihem, every successive generation has good that comes to it from things that happened before. ולזה כמו כן תהיה נמשכת הטבת גם כן והייתה לו ולזרוע אחריו ברית כהונת עולם. And that's why it mentions in the blessing him and his children to show that the good that Pinchas brought is successive through every generation after will have the good that Pinchas brought. And now we're going to go a little bit deeper. ובדרך רמז יתבאר על פי דבריהם זל. So it says in the Talmud, שאמרו פינחס הוא אליהו, אשר הוא עתיד לבשר עם בני ישראל בגלות האחרון. That Pinchas is also Elijah the prophet, who's destined to take the Israelites out of exile. מכאן הודיע כתוב במה זכה למעלה זו להשיב לב בנים על אבות. And here in this blessing, the Torah is showing what was in him that gave him such a merit to be the person that takes the Israelites out of exile. And it brings a verse from Malachi, which is one of the prophets. It says that he will return the hearts of the sons to the fathers. What does that mean? ואמרו זל, אין אליהו בא, אלא להרבות שלום בעולם. And it also says in the Talmud that Elijah only comes to increase peace in the world. והוא אמרו פנחס וגומר השיב בקנו את קנאתי, כפה לומר שתי קנאות. In the blessing, it says the word kana, which can mean jealous or revenge. It says it twice. Why does it say it twice? לרמוז לקנאה שקנה בזמן זה, to hint to the revenge, to hint to the fact that he avenged God in this portion in Pinchas, and also ולקנאה שקנה פעם שנייה בימי אחיו, and the one that he did as Elijah the prophet in the days of a king called Achav. This is in the book of Kings and Prophets. כמו קנוקינתי להשם, גם שם כפה לומר קנוקינתי. So also there in the verse in Kings, in Melachim, it says the same word twice. למוז לשתי קנאות, אחת בימי משה ואחת בימי אחיו. One in the days of Moshe and one in the days of the king Achav. לכן אמור הנני נותן לו את בריתי שלום, שהוא הברית שקראת עם האבות. So the blessing says, I am going to give him the covenant of peace. My covenant of peace. Which covenant is it talking about? It's talking about the covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that eventually their children would inherit the land of Canaan, or what is now called Israel. וזה יקרא ברית השלום, כי אז יהיה שלום בכל העולם. And the reason it's called the covenant of peace is because only when the Or HaChaim writes that when that covenant is fulfilled, there will be peace in the world. תכתיב ופרה ודוב תראנה, לא יראו ולא ישחיתו. So it brings a verse from Isaiah that talks about in the end of days after the Messiah comes, when the Israelites have fully inherited the land of Canaan, it talks about how wonderful peace will be, and even animals that are normally predators and animals that are normally prey will be able to live together in peace. They won't chase each other around. ברית זה יהיה לו, כי הוא זה אשר יעשה את הדבר הזה וישיב לב בנים על אבות. He will have this covenant. Pinchas, Elijah, will have this covenant because he was the one that returned the hearts of sons to their fathers. And it's talking about the Israelites and God. דכתיב, הנה אנוכי שולח לכם את אליה הנביא. So it brings another verse from prophets that God is sending us Elijah the prophet. Why is he sending us Elijah the prophet? ולזה דקדק לומר, הנני נותן לו. In the verse here in Pinchas, I hear I'm giving him. Why specifically him? If the rest of the blessing was about him and his children, why here is he specifying just Pinchas? ולא שיתף עם עוזרו, ואחר כך אמר ברית הכהונה, והייתה לו עוזרו אחריו ברית כהונת עולם. So the part of the blessing that's about bringing good from generation to generation, there it includes his children. But the part that's specific about Pinchas is to show that Pinchas is actually Elijah, who will be the one to bring the Israelites out of exile.
בגמר אומר תחת אשר קנה לאלוהיו, פירוש, שני יהודים אלו הם כנגד שני דברים שעשה.
These two reasons that God gives for blessing Pinchas is the two things that he did for God.
תחת אשר קנה לאלוהיו, כאן רמז במה שקנה בימי אחיו.
So here again it's hinting to what he did in the days of Achav.
אז שעזבו אלוקים והיו עובדי עבודה זרה.
So in the days of Achav, what happened? The Israelites in that day were starting to worship idols. They were leaving the path of God. And at a certain point, I'll make the story shorter, it's kind of a long story. Elijah the prophet has this challenge with all these prophets of this idol that the Israelites were worshiping. And they said, whoever can bring fire down from heaven is the one who's worshiping the true God. So they had their challenge, the other prophets try first, no fire comes down from heaven. And then Elijah puts his animal on the altar, calls out to God, and fire comes down from heaven. And the Israelites respond, God is the true God, God is the true God.
והוא מה שדקדק לומר לאלוהיו, שנתקנה על עבודה זרה.
And that's why it says that Pinchas did what he did for his God. Why specifically for his God? It's talking about the sin of idol worship. ki Elkana. So the when in the Ten Commandments, when it talks about, sorry, not in the Ten Commandments, but in the book of Deuteronomy, when it talks about idol worship, God describes himself as a jealous God. And the word for jealous is kana, which is the same word that God keeps using for what Pinchas did to avenge his honor. Ad shamru kol ha'am Hashem u'elokim, laze gam ken u'yvaser b'yom ahua asher yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. So since he was able to make the Israelites recognize God as the one true God, he had the merit to be the one that will eventually take the Israelites out of exile.
V'omor v'chapel, הוא כנגד יהוד והייתה לו ואומר ברית כהונת עולם, כי זהו לו חלק אשר כיפר על בני ישראל.
And the other reward that he got was the priesthood.
כמו כן, יהיה תמיד מכפר עליהם על דרך אומרו וכיפר עליו הכהן.
So what does the priesthood have to do with what he did? And why does it have to do with the atonement that he made for the Israelites? One of the biggest jobs of the priests in the temple was to help the Israelites atone for any sins they made. If somebody had done a sin, they would bring a sacrifice to the temple, and the priest would atone for them. So God used this language of atonement to talk about how Elijah the prophet will always be the one that atones for all of the Israelites throughout all the generations. And what I think we can take from this is that sometimes we're dealt a really good hand, and sometimes we have things that come to us that are good that we don't necessarily deserve. But I don't think that we should be caught up with, I don't deserve this, why do I have so much when everybody else has so little? And at the same time, sometimes we're stuck in a situation where it's all against one, just like Elijah the prophet and Pinchas were. And what God is showing, what God is trying to say with this blessing is that if we're not concerned with who deserves what or who's right or what's the majority saying, etc., we just focus on what does God want from me, what is the right thing to do, what's the spiritual thing to do, then not only will we achieve so much more for ourselves, we'll be able to bring peace between God and his people, the whole world. I mean, the world right now is in serious need of some peace, and I think that one thing we can take away from the Or HaChaim and from Pinchas is sometimes the best way to bring peace is to stand up for what's right, even if it means going against the flow. That is the best way to bring peace if it is for the sake of God. Thank you.